if I give them at least one name to reach out to on any situation, if I don't have the way to solve the issue, then I will reach out and we will come up with a solution to resolve.
Welcome to Real Estate Success Partner. We're your hosts, Devin Dubuque,
David Wynn,
and we're here to talk about how to have great success in any market. Today's guys and gals, we've got somebody from the Dubuque team at Click and Close, Rhett Capiello. And Rhett, you brought somebody along with you today. Who did you bring?
I have. I brought Philip Dickerson, and it's my pleasure to introduce him here to us. He's with eXp Realty out in Tyler, Texas. He brings a lot to the community through the VA standpoint and what he does and what they have been doing for years. Rather impressive. But also, he's just like us. You know, he's a good guy from Texas, a military vet, and we certainly thank you for your service.
Yeah,
and just everything he brings to the table. Yeah, and he's a family-oriented man, and that's our top thing here at Click and Close is family. That's our number one.
That's right.
So that being said, you know, thank you again and welcome.
Yeah,
glad to have you,
Philip.
Yeah, no problem.
And what I wanted to ask you, if I could, Philip, is I know you had mentioned before about that warehouse where you guys would store some stuff for the VA and taking donations. If you could explain that a little bit more, because I thought that was really awesome.
So that is the Cardboard Heroes program. And with me being in real estate, my clients that are downsizing, I always mention to them if they would like to donate their leftover furniture or any of items that they have that they can't sell or auction off that they would like to donate, we would be more than happy to come pick those up. And then we transport those to our warehouse and we store them until we have a family in need, either the house flooded, the house caught fire, or they're just a homeless vet. We set them up in housing. If their house is damaged and they need furniture, we donate furniture to them. In the last 6 years, every single year, we've been able to help 75 or more families per year. For 6 years straight now, we've had big success.
Something to be proud of, and, for sure.
Yeah.
Well, I got to tell you're doing some amazing things out there in the community. And, man, I'm honored to get a chance to spend a little time with you and, you know, hear your story. You know, it's very rare that you meet somebody, you know, like yourself, Philip, that's truly just selfless. You know, you're out there giving back over and over and over again. So thank you, sir. You know, I said it for your service, but thank you for your service in your community. We need more people like you in this world, sir.
Amen.
Well, I can't do it all alone. I've got a support staff that helps me. I'm just the guy that does the talking and tries to help make things happen.
I love that. I love that. Talk a little bit about your team, right? The people behind the scenes that don't always get the accreditation. I think it's important to give them, you know, their limelight as well, you know, and let the world know, you know, you've got some good people back there doing some amazing things.
So I've got a lady named Miss Charlie George. She is a diehard spouse of a Marine Corps vet. She goes to the prisons and talks with our veterans and, you know, gives them some support that because they're in the prison system. A lot of them are in the prison system because they're dealing with PTSD.
Yeah.
And our government hasn't found a way to, you know, protect those guys in some sort from them performing an action that puts them in prison.
That's right. Now, I lost a childhood friend recently for exactly that. You know, he had a lot of trauma coming back, and he'd served multiple tours, and you know, he ended up taking his life. It was pretty tough to see.
Yeah, I hate that. I mean, we've got the Mission 22 program. You know, they say that on average per hour, I think it's 22 veterans commit suicide.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. It's tough. It's tough.
You know, it stinks that those guys don't feel like they have a worth anymore when there's plenty. I mean, even if they would just reach out to me, I could keep them busy.
That's what I was going to say, you know, but not when Phillip's involved in your team, because you're doing that. You're helping, you know, bring them back to life, and you're providing them services that let them know that they're loved and cared for, and that there's a way to create success for them. And again, I commend you for that, sir. You know, again, it's an honor to spend time with somebody that truly, like I said, you're giving it back. And I mean that when I say it, like, thank you for what you do out there, brother.
So Miss Charlie's my main go-to lady. She deals with all of the scheduling. She does all the documentation and paperwork. And then she calls on our veterans to come and load the items, transport them. Once we have that house, she calls on them again to load at the warehouse and carry them to the house. So she is my go-to for everything. She's super bright, super good personality. I just couldn't say enough. Another guy is John, and I'm going blank on the last name. But he just retired a few years back. Had cancer multiple times, and he gets out of the bed and goes and loads furniture and transports it every chance he gets. And I can't believe I'm forgetting the Cooper, John Cooper. There we go.
There you go.
Yes, sir.
And he's a fantastic guy. He would do anything for anybody, and it doesn't matter if you're a veteran, a child. He works with the Toys for Tots program day in, day out, taking care of these kids. And then anytime he takes care of our veterans as well. Phenomenal person.
I got to ask you, it's Miss, what was her name? What, Miss what?
Charlie Miss George.
Miss Charlie George. You know, I got to tell you, you know, when I think in pictures sometimes, Phillip, and what I see is, you know, Miss Charlie George gets a call for somebody that's in need, and all of a sudden we've got all these ex-military vets just coming together, right, like deploying, right, to come to service and pack everything up and come out there and save the day. And that's the team I see, right? That's what I vision when you talk. And it's just the coolest picture. You know, it's like, hey, call in the troops. Let's go. We got some people out there that need saving, you know?
Hey, she gets it done.
That's good stuff.
She was a military general. I mean, she gets it done.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. That's it. Well, so talk a little bit more about some of these programs that you're doing. I know we've opened up to it, but, you know, when you've got people that are in need, you know, how are they reaching out to you? How are you connecting with these folks?
Well, I try to make myself as readily available as possible through first responders, nurses and medical staff, churches. You know, if I give them at least one name to reach out to on any situation, if I don't have the way to solve the issue, then I will reach out and we will come up with a solution to resolve any issue that might come up. So I just try to be available for any need that might be out there.
And I know you guys are in Tyler. What all communities are you outreaching to? How far is that circle?
So the Toys for Tots program, we hit four counties.
Yeah.
In the past, some of the parameters that we've hit, 2,200 kids and over, I don't remember how many families, but over 2,200 kids in the Toys for Tots program. For the Cardboard Heroes program, we are probably hitting 4 to 5 counties as well.
Yeah, yeah. And let's talk Toys for Tots real quick. You know, so do you get to experience, you know, the gifting aspect of that? Are you there when sometimes the kids are coming to get those toys?
No, sir. I wish I had more time on my hands. It gets to a point where you shuffle work, family time. I help out when I can.
Yeah. And I was wondering, that's why I asked, because I wonder, you've got all these hats and you wear them very, very well. But how do you get it all done? And I know you mentioned the team, and that's just it. Are you in 10 places at once? Like, how do you pull all this off?
My phone stays busy. Yeah. I help try to find people that are willing to volunteer. With me being in real estate, I have a lot of clients, and when I start mentioning these programs, they say, "Hey, I want to volunteer for that." So I put them on a spreadsheet, put their contact information, put them in touch, or give that contact information to the people that are heading up the Toys for Tots program, and then they can reach out to them to come out and do the volunteer service. We've got like five guys that that each have a section of town that they drop off boxes and pick up boxes and deliver those out to the Army Reserve Center to put them on the shelves. And then each day as we get a new child's name and list of what they're looking for, we bag those toys up, carry them to another room with a tag and their name and everything on it. And then on distribution day, they come in alphabetical order per time frames, and we start hauling stuff out to them.
That's awesome.
And it goes quick.
Yeah. It does. You know, we do a little work with the local service, the Services of Hope, and they've got an annual food drive that we do at Thanksgiving and Christmas. And, it's just amazing to see these families lining up, and, you know, they're just truly grateful, right? You know, when you're able to put that box in the trunk and let them know, hey, there's going to be food on the table, and there's going to be clothes under the Christmas or clothes and toys under the Christmas tree. And these are families sometimes that, you know, they go without and have gone without forever. So I commend you, because I feel honored every time I get a chance to be out there once a year, and you're doing it every single day. So that's just amazing.
When you started bringing up the food drive, you made me think of two more things that I've got.
Of course you do.
The Young Marine program in town, which we take kids that either need discipline or kids that want to learn different aspects of life.
Yeah.
And from camping, shooting bows and arrows, shooting rifles, pistols, learning how to live off the land.
Yeah.
So we do that. And currently I'm raising money for that organization so that we can get an enclosed trailer, get it wrapped, and all of the sponsors that donate $1,000 get their logo on the back of the trailer.
Yeah.
And all of the marketing material will have their logos on it as well.
That's great. You know, I remember some of my earliest memories as a kid. I grew up without a father, and I was in the Big Brothers Big Sisters program. And, one of the things that I remember growing up as a kid is going out to the Rock Springs Ranch in Kansas and shooting pistols and rifles and going fishing and, you know, riding horseback. You know, so, you know, I was one of those kids growing up, you know, that got the receiving end of those types of services. And I can tell you, it changed me and molded me who I am today. And, I'm forever grateful for, you know, the gentleman Mike, who took me on, you know, as a little brother.
And there's some parents out there, especially with the economy the way it is, they've got to work one, two jobs. They never have time to spend with their kids.
Yeah.
So to have a father figure, especially a Marine that, you know, is going to teach discipline, respect, to go out there and show these kids how to do things in life that they don't have the opportunity to do.
You're molding future heroes.
Yeah. Hey, Philip, you know what I'm hearing here? I mean, you know, we all make time for what's important to us. You hear people all the time say, I don't have time for that or I don't have time for this, but you make time for what's important.
Yeah.
There's only 24 hours in a day, man. How the heck do you make time for all of this? Because you just rattled off a million things, and obviously it's very important to you because you make time for every piece of it. And on top of that, you run a real estate business that's in the top 2% of the nation.
Yeah, exactly.
With everything that you do, plus your family and everything else. Obviously, you have more time than 24 hours than the rest of us. So where's that secret sauce, dude?
Sleeps an hour a day.
Yeah. One eye
open. So with that, Rhett, being said, So at the age of 40, I was in the oil field working 60 to 80 hours a week.
Wow.
Full-time college student taking 12 semester hours.
Yeah.
And had a newborn at the house. Only getting 1 to 2 hours sleep a night, except for on Sunday, I would catch up on all my sleep on Sunday.
Superhuman. You are a superhero, brother. You are a superhero. Unbelievable. Unbelievable, man. Yeah, so 1 hour and just doing everything it took to support your family. And now, brother, you're just not supporting your own family. You're supporting families out there that truly need your help, and you're doing it in just the most amazing way. Man, wow. Definitely humanitarian of the year, right? You know.
Well, I got Marine of the Year. I mean, that counts for something.
Well, I guess a lot.
It well, yeah, no, and that's, you know, that's why we wanted to have you on the show, because, you know, you're not only, you know, a very successful person, but you're just a deep down, just a great human being, right? Just a great human being. And the world needs more people like you, Philip. We do. We need more people with the drive and motivation and with the caring and passionate heart that you bring to the table. So, you know, again, I said it before, but thank you. Thank you for everything you do, sir.
Well, and like I said, I try my best. Couldn't do it without a good support system.
Yeah. What I heard earlier, in between all of this that you're doing here, you also had a little podcast that you were doing there for a while.
Search out the Tyler Taco Tour. You can find all the good places in Tyler to go eat tacos.
Hey, if we want to go back and check some of those podcasts out so we can find the best taco in Tyler, how do we find that podcast?
On YouTube, you can search the Tyler Taco Tour or the Brian Chin Team.
There it is. Tyler Taco Tour or the Brian, what was that last name?
Chin.
Chin, C-H-I-N-N.
We're going to have all kinds of things in the lower thirds on this one. We're also going to talk about all the programs that you're involved with. We'll make sure we get a list of that, because we want to make sure if anybody out there wants to be a part of that or wants to donate to that, we want to make sure that we get that those people in front of you so that they have the ability to do that. I think it's so important. You know, anybody out there that's listening or watching this podcast and you want to be a part of helping all these young individuals and these people in need that Philip and his team are helping out, you know, please, you know, follow the comment section of the description at the bottom of the podcast, and we will get you in the right place if you want to be part of all the epic things that Philip and his team are doing.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
No, we appreciate you, and I can't give enough promotion to what you're doing, right? You know, it's one thing to support your successful real estate business. It's something all together to give back to our communities and help people in need. So, you know, whatever we can do to help you out with that, we want to be a part of that.
Absolutely.
Yep. So let's talk about that successful real estate business. I know we've kind of avoided the elephant in the room, and I say elephant because I know you're doing a tremendous amount of business. You know, tell me a little bit about real estate. Is it just you doing all this business, or do you got a team over there too?
So we've got a team of 12 or 13 agents.
Yeah.
I would have to sit there and count them out, but yeah, at least six of us are very productive. All do very well. My partner Brian and I make a great team. He's more technical and I'm more people person.
Yeah.
And together, I mean, there's pretty much nothing in the real estate market that we can't handle.
Yeah.
And we're pretty good at training our team and giving them the resources that they need to be successful. And with my calm demeanor, I can walk them through it and explain things, and they appreciate that.
That's awesome. So what's the name of that team? I know you're with EXP. What's the name of your team?
Yeah, the Brian Chin Team.
The Brian Chin Team. So again, when you're trying to find that taco podcast, check out the Brian Chin Team too. You know, they've got a great group of real estate professionals out there in that Tyler area. And like Philip said, they can tackle anything. And I have 100% confidence that the experience your consumers get is bar none, top of the ladder. So So let's talk a little bit about that. So going back to the real estate side, what got you into real estate in the first place? What made you say, I want to go down that pathway?
Well, I was in the oil and gas industry going through layoffs and trying to support a family.
Yeah.
I looked for ways to make that happen. And it wasn't until both my parents passed away in 2017 that financially I was able to take what I inherited and use that to provide that cushion for my family so that I could get started in the real estate. And, starting out in a new business, you don't know what your finances are going to be. So that certainly helped out. And, of course, I was pretty successful my first year, but the second year it just took off.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, one thing we always like to talk about is some people see, somebody like you, Philip, and they go, man, this guy has just, always had financial success. And, we know he's a hard worker, but, at the end of the day, they don't know, what it took to get where you are today. And I can imagine, 1 hour of sleep, going through school, raising a newborn, at the end of the day, leading up to where you are today, again, there's a lot of hard work, a lot of accountability that you held yourself to get yourself to this point. And, for people that are out there looking for quick success, sure, it can happen from time to time, but a lot of the times there's a lot of paths that have been taken to get to where you are today. And, you're a great example of, if you work really hard and you care and you're passionate, the things that you can achieve, not just financially, but also with your community and helping your community, are absolutely unbelievable. So, this is a, to take note of this, right? When you're thinking about what can I achieve in my life, right? Take a page from Philip's book. You can achieve what you want. You're just going to have to work hard to get there.
Yeah, I would say probably the biggest avenue that has made me very successful is communication.
Yeah.
I always make myself readily available. If you call me and I'm on the phone busy, I'm shooting you a text immediately saying, hey, I'll call you back in just a minute. Never want to miss out on that opportunity.
They say the most successful people are the ones that respond the fastest, right? And, that's strange, because you'd think the most successful ones are too busy to respond the fastest. But that's what got us here, right, was the quick to respond and making sure that you're making yourself available.
Hey, I guess those that don't respond fast enough, they come see me and say, man, you're so quick at responding and so polite that we're ready to do business with you.
Yeah. There it is.
Yeah. So I want you to ask your question, Dave, because I'm really interested to hear his answer. So go ahead, brother. Hit him with your question.
Yeah, with you being in the real estate business, I wanted to really concentrate on that right there. Obviously, you have a lot of accolades, but since 2017, of all the transactions you've done, what's that one transaction that touched your heart or meant the most to you, or it made you say, this is why I'm real estate?
Well, I would have to say that either my veterans or it would be three different genres. There it would be my veterans, my elderly, and my first time home buyers.
Yeah.
Because they need the most of me.
Yeah.
To get the transaction done.
That's right. Yeah. That's great. That's great. It goes back to your giving heart. You're always there to give when people are in need, and that's super commendable. So, well, we'd love to keep you here all day, but we know that there's only so many hours a day, and for you, you get a lot more than most of us. But is there anything we didn't tackle today or cover today that we should have, Philip?
Oh, gentlemen, I appreciate it a lot. I enjoyed this, and if y'all need anything else, just holler back at me.
Hey, the honor's all on this side of the table. We truly appreciate you being on the show. And, you're probably one of the most, accomplished guests that we've had for all the amazing things that you're doing for our community and the people out there that need you. So thank you so much for being you. Rhett, anything you'd like to say to Philip before we wrap up today?
Even when the cameras were off, Philip, genuinely, this whole room we were talking about how much we liked you already.
Yeah.
So, it's, You're a genuine person. We appreciate the time. And, man, I look forward to working with you. I really do. It's been our pleasure. No doubt about it. We're going to be talking about you all weekend.
We are. How about you, Dave? Anything you'd like to say to Philip?
Man, dude. I think I need to go do more. Thanks. I feel unaccomplished now. Thanks a lot, Philip.
Hey, take a vacation. Come down. I'll put you to work.
I know where to go.
Hey, we might take you up on that sometime to come down and help out with one of the many charities that you're involved with.
Absolutely.
That's something we actually love to do here at Click and Close Mortgage. You know, it's nice to be able to be out there and do the good things to give back. So, and you're involved in so much. You know, we may have to come out there and do that sometime.
Yeah. Hey, if nothing more, just make a donation. We'll get your name on the back of the trailer. And
yeah, I'll be honest with you. The name on the back of the trailer doesn't speak to you as much as getting in front of helping people. That means a lot more to me than anything. You know, I was, you know, a young kid one time who needed support from others. And, you know, to be able to give back myself, it means a lot to me, too.
Well, thank you, gentlemen.
Yeah, thank you so much. Well, when the people out there want to find you, Philip, and we know that they do, how are they going to get in front of you? What's the best way to talk with Philip?
They can call or text me anytime on my cell phone number, and if you want me to give that over there, I'd be happy to.
Yeah, go ahead and give it out, and we'll make sure that gets in the bottom thirds of the video.
So that'll be 903-520-7989.
There it is, guys. And we suggest whether you're looking at buying or selling a property, or if you just want to give back to one of the many charities that Philip's involved with, you know, reach out. Or if you want to donate some time, too, to get out and help with some of these events, you know, give Philip a call. And, you know, you're going to be very, very, very glad you did. So, well, good stuff, guys. Well, we're your real estate success partners. I'm Devin Abue.
I'm David Wynn.
And I'm Brent Capiello.
And if you want to check us out, come out to realestatesuccesspartner.com. Again, that's realestatesuccesspartner.com. Or come on over to YouTube or Facebook at The Dubuque Team. And you can check Philip out live in color. And make sure you leave a review. And we appreciate all of you out there for following us. So thank you so much. And until the next time, we'll see you then.
Bye, guys.